Good afternoon, everybody. Good afternoon, everybody. This is Miss Sasha. I welcome you all. Welcome, welcome, welcome. We are here in the studio about to get it cracking. I am so excited for today. Hopefully, you guys are enjoying this miracle May month. It is fantastic out here in Chicago. I hope it's fantastic right where you are as well, too. Things are moving and grooving, and I hope that you're feeling good, feeling awesome, feeling amazing. So, everyone, I'm so super excited to have you here in this space with me right here, right now. This week's episode of The Evolution of Greatness, I am excited to bring to you all just a little bit of motivation, to bring to you just a little bit of flavor and excitement into your life because you need it. We need it. This is the month of miracles, the month where we are actively activating the miracles in our lives. We are pressing it out, making sure that we are living within our zenith, that we are living within our limitless potential. We are pressing the limits on this big bad boy that we call a body, and we are going to make it happen. There are no limits. There are no limitations. It is time for us to thrive. I'm thriving out here. I've shown up. Hope that you are too. So, everyone, I am excited to be here today. If you hear me say I am not excited, then please pray for me because that means something is very terribly wrong. We are here today, and I'm excited to bring to you one of my very new friends, Mr. Terry Ward. This gentleman right here, you guys, is someone that you all need to know. When I met this young man, his tenacity, his audacity, and just his love, his light, is what drew me to him. And I have the pleasure to be able to call him friend. I have the pleasure to be able to call him partner. And I also have the pleasure to call him my guest on this. Before I bring to you all Mr. Terry Ward, I want to share with you just a little bit more about the whole point of today. Now, here, you're tuned into The Evolution of Greatness, not by any accident. You're here by a divine assignment. We're going to get a little bit spiritual on you today because I want for you to understand that there are no mistakes. You are here in this place with me right here on purpose. And it's time for you to awaken to that. It's time for you to grow. It's time for you to stop letting life pass you by. How many more years are you going to let your life continue to go past without you really getting what you want? Why are you struggling? Why are you living in this limited space? There is absolutely no need. I don't know about you, but I know the creator of this universe. You may call him whatever you want, but today I'm going to introduce him as the big G-O-D. I call him my Lord and Savior. And because of this, I know that there are no limits. Because of this, I know that we are free to be, to do, to have, to dream, and to desire anything. And we can have it. That's the joy. And I'm excited about that. So for me, I'm just grabbing all I can take, all that my little body can stand, all that my heart desires, and it's my hope that you do the same as well, too. So without any further ado, I'm going to switch this call on over because in order for us to reach this potential, in order for us to embrace the fullness of who God is, we have to allow ourselves to really press it out. God is not going to come out of the chariot in the sky and sit next to you and say, are you ready? Okay, here we go. No, you have to be active in what you're doing. You have to be purposeful. You have to be bold. You have to be daring. And do I say you have to be brazen? So today, I hope that this call encourages you to press it out. Life is not going to just give itself to you. You must make it happen. And that's exactly what a hustler is, someone who makes it happen. There are no limits. There are no caps. There is no no. No is very simply next opportunity. It's not no, it's next opportunity. And so today I'm going to bring to you one of the gentlemen that I know to be a hustler. He a hustler, baby. I just want you to know. And so, yes, here we are right here in this space, ready to give to you this awesome information. I don't care where you are right now. I don't care if you're driving. I don't care if you're in the shower. I don't care if you're cooking. I really have no care of what you're doing. I need for you to take a second, 20 minutes out of your life to plug in, to really give some focused attention to what we're about to talk about. Only because right here is your destiny. Right here is the future. Right here is every single thing that you need. You're here on purpose and for a reason. Will you maximize that purpose? That too is a trait of a hustler. Maximizing the opportunity. Will you maximize this information? Will you maximize this moment, 20 minutes of your life that can actually literally change your life? Are you ready for it? So I'm tired of talking. I'm going to introduce to some my new friend, Mr. Terry Ward. Like I said, this gentleman right here is a hustler. He's grinding. He's making it happen. Whenever I talk to him, this man is suited and booted in his custom vest and his matching tie. He got his shoes all shined up, and he's ready. He's excited. Regardless of what happens in his life, I've never met him. I've never seen him have a bad day. He's always pressing it. He's always making it happen. And if he finds himself in a space where he's falling short, I've seen him raise the limit and say, you know what, let me correct myself. That, my friend, is the epitome of character. That's the epitome of a hustler, and that's the epitome of a black man, and I'm excited to introduce this man to you. Once again, this is my friend, Mr. Terry Ward. Terry, how are you, sir?
I'm doing good. thanks for that. That means so much to me. Makes me feel even better today. Every day is a great day.
It is.
I'd like to start. Hi, can you hear me okay?
Yeah, they can hear you loud and clear. Everything is running well on my end as well.
Great.
So, Mr. Terry, I want the audience to hear what made me say we have to do this call. For those of you who don't know, Terry is my friend. So, that means me and Terry on the phone. We be kicking it. We be at the coffee shop. We talk. And when we talk, magic happens. God is in the midst because our conversations are powerful and life-changing. And so Terry and I were on the phone probably like midnight or something, and we were talking, and he began to share with me. He said, you know what, I'm a hustler. And I said, you are. And he began to share with me this story. Can you tell them the story that you were sharing with me?
Absolutely. I believe you prophesied to me. You speak along the grounds of basically, to me, I perceive it as hustling, you know, like basically going an extra mile, you know, like pretty much putting yourself out there, you know, daring to risk it all. And so what I took from it, I said, you know what, I'm a hustler. And I said, one day my friend called me up, you know, he needed a couple extra bucks for the month. And I said, well, tell you what, let's go down to the store. We get a whole bunch of fruit, right? We get the fruit together, put it in some bags, and, you know, we'll sell it, you know, that way we make some extra money. So he was like, you know, absolutely. And so we go and we do it. The next day, you know, he made a little money the first day. The next day we go out, he couldn't go. He had to be home with his family and stuff like that. And so now I got a truck full of all this fruit, you know. So I'm like, what am I going to do with it? So I was like, you know what, I'm going to sell all of it, you know. I got the hustle in me. So that's what I did. One day while I was sitting at the airport, I'm also an Uber driver here in Chicago. One day I was sitting at the airport, and it was a Monday. And that day was like snowing for like maybe 10 minutes. And the next thing, like the sun would come out for maybe 5 minutes, and then it started raining and all over again. And so I was sitting there reading a book or something, and a thought just came to me and said, are you really a hustler? Do you really want to go off of this dream that you're chasing off of? Do you really want to be who you think you want to become, all the stuff you're writing about and talking about? And I'm thinking to myself, you know, hell yeah. And the thought just said, well, get out here in the snow. Get out here in this blizzard and sell this fruit. And I said, well, let's do it, you know. So I get up, get the fruit out the trunk, you know, throw the bag over my shoulder, fill it with ice, get a couple of water bottles, and that's exactly what I did. I went out there in the blizzard snow, suit and tie, and the parking lot full of drivers looking at me like I was crazy. And but these two Indian guys, they was sitting in this nice BMW car, and they flagged me over and said, hey, come here. And so I went over to them. They just laughing and stuff, having a good time, and they're like, here's $20. It's like, I don't want any of your fruit, but, man, you just a hustler, man. It's freezing outside and it's snowing. You are just selling fruit, you know. So it was a good day.
Absolutely. And see, what I hear is the tenacity. I hear that you have sold yourself out to a goal, whatever that goal may have been. And on this day, you said, this is the product. This is the opportunity that I have. Let me push it. Let me sell it. Because one person bought one bag of fruit, that means I'm in demand. That means someone wants what I have.
Yeah.
It means let me press and put myself in a situation where people can receive what I have because they have my miracle in their pocket, and I'm going to call it dollars.
Mm-hmm.
And so Let me get their dollars so they can get my fruit and they can be nourished and so can my wallet. Hello? And so with that thought, what is your product? What is your opportunity? What is it that you are giving to the people? The whole point of being an entrepreneur is to solve someone's problem.
Yeah,
if you're not solving your problem, you're not an entrepreneur. You're just taking up space, so please get out of my way.
Yeah.
And so here we are, and it's time for us to press. It's time for us to put forcible action into motion so that we can allow ourselves to create what we want. Life is not going to just give us all that we want. We have to be active in it.
Sure.
Life will give us haphazard versions of it, but it won't give us the fullness.
Yeah.
And so now here we are, hustling, pushing, pressing, motivated to make something happen. And I love the definition of this, the word hustle. It means to obtain by forceful action or persuasion. I don't know about you, but I am someone who obtains by forceful action and persuasion. Because if you ever see me in person, baby, I am a force to be reckoned with.
That's true. I can attest to that. That's true.
And it's because I'm a hustler. You know, a hustle just means move very quickly.
Mm-hmm.
It means to make something happen in a hurried manner. And so to become that means I'm making things happen in a hurried manner.
Yeah.
And so that's what you are. That's what I am. And so now today we're going to break it down a little bit to help people understand, what is a hustler? What does a hustler mean? What does it do? Who are you? Where are we going? And so all these different things. So, Terry, let me dive into you. Let people hear who you are. What do you do? Where are you going? Who is Terry? So I guess the first question is, entrepreneur, that's how I know you. What was your first entrepreneur venture? How did that happen? What did you learn from that? Did it work? Did it bust? What happened?
My first entrepreneur was pretty much just being a kid, 12, 13 years old, cutting grass, and a couple of friends of mine, we decided to make a business out of it. Fast forward years now, and I do like my friend, he still has an actual company, you know, a lawn care company, and they're doing pretty good as far as sales goes. But I kind of just fell off of it. I know what I was doing at the time.
Mm-hmm.
And at the time, I was just basically living under where my mother raised me as, you know, get a good job, you know, get a good education. And so that's basically what I was doing, you know. So I kind of got out of that, and I fell out of that entrepreneur, you know, ever since I was up to, what, from maybe 13 to 25. And then I kind of just tapped back right into it.
Wow.
You know. I don't know. Just one day, I graduated culinary school, working in the restaurant, working on a boat. And I don't know, it's just a thought came to me one day and said, you know what, I can do this for myself. You know, I know I can do it. And also, I was married at the time to an entrepreneur. I mean, she was, you know, just everything I was at the time, I guess. You know, she was that entrepreneur. She was that one that wanted to take all those risks. And I'm like, listen, hey, look, we got to pay bills next month. You know,
yeah.
Screw that. We got to get, you know, we got to work. You know, and so I don't know. And I guess really being around her, being around her energy, you know, every day, that entrepreneur she had in her and the stuff that she was doing. You know, one day she said, hey, I want to have a bake sale down in our lobby in our building. And I was like, you know, I don't think that's going to work. You know, I mean, we're on the south side of Chicago, mind you. People don't want to buy no cakes and no cookies and stuff. You know, people are mad. They got to go to work in the morning. But anyway, she put it all together. You know, I helped her with it, of course, and it was successful. You know, she did it 3 days in a row for Halloween, and it was, you know, made a lot of money. And just from there, I don't know.
It seems like you have a passion for grinding. Because like I said,
I just
want to
help people, really. I just want to serve. I want to help. And it's like, and then I realized that's what an entrepreneur is. You know, he helps. He serves, you know, and he gets paid for doing that, really. You know, he's not really, sometimes he's not even looking for, you know, financial gain. You know, I mean, I told my friends one day, I seen this lady who was like icy outside, and she was trying to chisel ice off her car. And so I pull over it, I get out, I help her, you know. And then by the time I get done doing that, I looked at the next cars. And I told myself, I'm going to scrape off the next 10 cars, you know, just because it's still early. So that's what I did. Nobody came outside. Nobody saw me. You know, I get back in my car, and I kept driving for Uber, you know. And I just, you know, I like to sow little seeds like that along the way. I like to just serve. I think
that that's powerful, and I think that's where grace is, and I think that's even where you met grace, is because there's a grace in being an entrepreneur. And when I say grace, there's a space of freedom, there's a place of authority, and there's a place of, what's the right word? God will give you a certain level of permission. And so in that, there's so much potential. And like I said, when I see you, you're always amped, you're pumped, you're pushing, you're making things happen. And I love that about you. It seems like you're passionate about this. You seem like you actually have fun, you know, getting out and making yourself do more. Do you feel like you have to, like, actually work at this? Like, is this work for you? Like, this mindset of I have to make this happen. Is that something that you have to work at maintaining, or is that thought just a consistent in your life?
Yeah, like 2 months ago, I was like, okay, why am I not making it? You know, like, what is going on? What do I gotta switch up? What do I gotta change? You know, and so much stuff can hit you. You know, when you're trying to make money. You know, I lost so much money, especially online, trying to invest in this thing, and it was just a scam, and you know, people trying to get money. You know, and I don't know. So like 2 months ago, I was at the time of my life when I was like, you know, why is this not working? You know, and I was kind of beating myself up for it. I was going crazy in my head, like, you know, what is going on? And then I don't know, just through prayer, you know, and I learned how to meditate through watching Russell Simmons on YouTube one day, and the way he it's just his approach he had, and I said I can do that, you know, the way he had broke down meditation, what it is and what it does, you know, how it can help the body, and so once I started listening, I just applied it, and it happened, you know. One day my mind got quiet and it happened. From that, I don't know, just from that point on, I just happened to it.
I love that. And actually, I love Mr. Russell Simmons. I think you're talking about his book that he wrote called Success Through Stillness.
Yes.
That book was everything.
Yes.
Please go get that. Success Through Stillness by Mr. Russell Simmons. I'm not getting paid for this plug, so please go and get it. I actually really enjoyed that book. Meditation is very key. And so here are my tips to being a hustler, the anatomy of a hustler. What is the breakdown of a hustler? First off, you have to have a desire. And I'm not going to talk about the streets because I'm not from the streets. I'm from the suburbs all day long. And so, because of that, I'm going to give you my holistic version of what a hustler is. A hustler is someone who wants to help people. Someone, they have a desire to see people succeed and to grow and to be better. Okay? That's simple. Step number one. Step number two is they have to have a desire for change in their own life. Three, they have to be hungry. Not just, you know, like they can go for a snack. They need to be like Jesus, 40 days and 40 nights. They need to have been starving. They need to know what it's like to have food.
Mm-hmm.
They need to know what it's like to not have it.
Mm-hmm.
And they need to know what it's like to not know where it's coming from.
Yeah, that's a whole another fella. Yeah.
And so that hunger is what's going to push you.
Mm-hmm.
Not the hunger of thinking that there's a lack, because there is no lack, because we serve a God of infinite possibility.
That's true.
But that hunger in saying, if I don't work, I'm not going to eat.
Mm-hmm.
So you must work. And work is defined by so many things. I'm not one to give you fairy tale definitions of work. I'm going to give you practical, real life applications. And so, in order to be really hungry, you need to know what that feeling is like, where you can't even stand, where your body feels weak, where your mind is hazy. Not just naturally, but in your heart, where you're so hungry for success. Where you're so hungry to change what your situation is looking like, where you're so thirsty, where if you don't try your hardest today, tomorrow may not come for you. That's the type of hunger I'm talking about. But see, further, you need to have balance, because there's no way that you as a hustler, someone actively in the streets, getting people's attention, making things happen online, in the streets, wherever you are, there's no way you can exert that much energy without having balance.
Oh, yeah.
And so many times you see people who call themselves hustlers and they don't have balance. And so they look like crap,
mm-hmm.
and they talk like crap, and they're not eating or they're not drinking or whatever, and they're not sleeping. And these are just traits of how to break your body down in 30 days.
This isn't
living a whole life. If you've been following me recently, you know right now all I'm talking about is living a whole life spiritually, soulfully, and physically. And you need your sleep. You need to nourish your body in every single way. And so there's a balance that you need to have. You need to know that, yes, I have to work, but I also must sleep.
that's
true. Did you know, actually, Terry, that sleep is more important than food?
Yeah, it is.
Isn't that awesome?
And I love sleep.
Sleep is more important than food because while you sleep, not only does it revitalize all of your body, so it revitalizes your blood, your kidneys, all of your organs. It is. It's a master reset. And in that, that's even where your soul gets its inspiration and its insight is because now God can download into you what you need for the next day. And so here we are starving ourselves even for 3 hours. That's garbage, you know. And so then you wonder why your skin is breaking down and you all tired and you can't walk upstairs. Well, boo, did you get a nap? And so that's that. And so being a hustler, there's a balance, but there's a drive. And it's like a symphony, in a sense, of being able to master both parts, being able to master that incredible drive like a lion, but also having that balance like Mr. Miyagi. And so, you know, have you found that balance for yourself, Terry?
I'm getting there. You know, it's some days I can wake up and you know, my mind be just in a million places like at one time. You know, Legacy Drumline, Moving Company, this, that, Catering, this, that. It's like my mind would be, because I got so many different things going on right now. You know, I got so many ideas I want to get off the ground. I got so much more to do, so much more life to live. And sometimes it does get overwhelming, you know, and I think that's where meditation comes in. And sometimes just my schedule is a little busy. You know, some days I can only get maybe 30 minutes in. Some days I only get maybe 30 minutes in for meditation. And so but anytime I can get into that zone, into my room, and just quiet my mind, you know, work on my breathing patterns, it definitely just, I don't know, it balances out everything else for me. And I feel so much better. Just like the other day you sent me that email, and it lifts me to just a whole another level with an inspiration, you know. You said it wasn't your words, but still, it gave me life that morning.
But Terry's talking about, guys, Terry's actually one of my clients. And so with Terry being my client, he gets VIP access to my mind. And so I share with my team of people who are in that particular realm, I call it my entrepreneur sacred circle. And so I send them different encouraging bits all throughout the week to keep them on point. That's what he's referring to. Yeah, that piece was incredible. That was incredible. Now, Terry, tell me, what are some of the characteristics that you have found that a hustler must have?
A hustler must be willing to work. Yeah, that's really, but you got to enjoy what you're doing. You got to find that one thing. I don't care if it's, well, it can be more than one thing. For me, I got maybe 10 things I love doing. So it's like, and find what that is. Because some folks, we'll go to work 9 to 5, and we'll go take a vacation, go skiing and stuff like that. We're like, man, this is so cool. Yeah, we don't realize, like, hey, if this is so cool, why don't we just do skiing? Why don't we focus on becoming a professional skier? You know, since it's so cool, since it's so much fun. And then now you're doing something that you actually love and doing. So now it's not work anymore. It's something you want to do now. It's like, now it's always a vacation for you. And I feel the same way with everything I do, you know, getting out here talking to people and just finding out what they need done, you know.
Anything else? What other traits does a hustler, what must they have?
So they must have a work ethic.
Absolutely.
You know? And must be willing to rise early, too. You know, me and my roommate, we do that every week. We rise early, 3 o'clock in the morning. You know, and we at it, you know, because early bird gets to work. So just have really a sickening work ethic. And then just don't take no as an answer. You know, use no as a way to, you know, just hear no as yes. Or hear no as a way to just get to another level. Like, okay.
Next opportunity.
Right, just another opportunity, basically. And when I got that, that's where I'm taking off at right there. Just, I don't care what you guys say, but I'm trying this for me. And if it doesn't work, so what?
I like that. I think that that's freeing and it's powerful. Yeah. I'm reminded of this gentleman as you were talking about, you know, if you like to ski. This is a gentleman that I follow. I would suggest, you know, you all YouTube him just because he has such awesome, inspiring information. His name is Daniel DePisa. And so this gentleman here, he was sharing his story about how he moved from working in the traditional sense to working in an entrepreneur lifestyle. And he said that he was teaching at, like, one of these ACT prep schools or something to the capacity where he's teaching children college prep material.
Okay.
And so he was working for a company. And in working for this company, he was able to make this company all this money, but he was only getting paid, like, $20 an hour.
Wow.
So he thought about it, and he realized that he was getting paid $20 an hour to do all the work. Not only was he making the lesson plans, he was teaching the students, following up with the students, coaching the students. All the company did was connect him to the parent to provide this service for the children. And he said, well, I can do this. He just removed the company. And so what he did was he took the same material he was teaching. He took that and put his own name on it. And he connected with parents who needed to help their children. And so here goes this big company he's working for that's charging parents $1,000 for this program. He took and dropped it to $500, and he's doing the exact same work he was doing. And see, that's what a hustler does. They find the opportunity.
Mm-hmm.
They find where the money is. One of my favorite stories in the Bible is the one where Jesus was able to find money in the fish's mouth.
Mm-hmm.
What fish is holding on to your money? I think that's good.
Yeah, that's real good.
What fish is holding on to your money? And so do you even have the skill to pull that out and say, I need this now? Because your money's in the earth. Think about it. Everything that we need is here already.
Money is in the earth.
There is no opportunity that you are waiting for. It's just you have to allow yourself to grow to a place where you can receive it. And so many of us are not there, and so we walk past them every single day. I had a mentor of mine told me that he was in a space where he was in negative energy with him and his wife. They were arguing, and they went to pick up some money, and they had to drive to some location and to pick it up, and they couldn't find the location. And so they got in the area, and they just kept driving around in circles, and they couldn't find where the place was. And so they just turned around and went back home. They finally got a call from the person they were meeting, and they said, oh, I was right here. I saw you, but you didn't see me. And he said, because my vibration was off, I missed that opportunity. So when you allow yourself to sit in a negative energy, are you missing opportunity? What are you not hitting because your energy, your mind, your spirit, your heart is at a low level? It's in the wrong place. Clear your mind, clear your heart, clear your soul, and make it happen, baby. That's how life will happen for you. If you're following me on Snapchat, you'll be seeing all of my adventures as I travel through this little thing called my life. And one thing that's consistent is that I am striving, I am pushing, and I'm making things happen. And so I hope that you guys are doing the exact same thing. Live your life, be happy, be whole, be free, and be amazing, and allow yourself to live. Allow yourself to hustle, and ask yourself today, am I a hustler? Do I want to be a hustler? And if you are, baby, today is that day. If you're looking for a sign, this right here is it.
Yes.
It's not coming no other way. And so on that note, I want to thank you all so much for joining us on today's call of The Evolution of Greatness. I thank you for your time. I thank you for your energy. I thank you, Mr. Terry, for sitting with me today, talking with me, sharing your mind, and sharing your heart. People, I hope that you guys are encouraged, inspired, and motivated to go on out and rock this thing out. Live whole and live vibrantly. And until we meet again next week, we will have another amazing topic to get you through, to motivate you, get you going for this next week. So, guys, we'll talk to you next week. It's been an absolute pleasure. My name is Miss Sasha, and you can visit me on my brand new website at www.MissSashaW.com. That is MissSashaW.com. So, be well. Be whole, live vibrantly. Until next time, peace.